Wait, parak prosecuted.
Mikey Lusa Rashi says in the end of the previous Rashi, Mizois Hanish Kofa, Kimoy Shocha, Yofa Kalavona, Bora Kahama, Ayuma Kandid Golis.
One second.
You're parak vav prosecuted?
Yeah.
And what's the Rashi you're on?
The Rashi before says Vayashrua or Mahi Kilusa.
Oh, Vayashrua. Okay, got it.
Praise
to Yisrael? Okay. Yeah.
So what was their praise? Who is it that Hanishkofa, that looks, he says it grazes, that, oh, that gazes, that's Hanishkofa, one who looks down. Kimo Shochar, like the dawn, okay? Yofa Kalavono, beautiful like the moon. Bora Kachamo, clear light as the sun. Ayuma Kanid Golois, feared as the, I guess the Malochim, the Golois is the myriads, the hosts of people. Let's see Rashi. Miza is Hanishkofa. Olenu, Olenu, Mimokoim Hagovoya, Lanomuch. Oh.
It's not Mizo Sanishkofa Olenu?
No, no.
I have a period in my. I don't know who put the period in.
Hanishkofa, maybe Olenu, you're right. Miso Sanishkofa, who is looking down at us? Mimokoim, you're right. Mimokoim Hagovoya, from the place on high, Lanomuch, Kruya Hashkofa. That's right. Hashkofa looks looking down. Hashkif or Mimoin Kotshecho, right? We ask Hashem to look down from his place on high. So that's what Hashkofa
is. Where is that from? The Rosh Hashanah davening?
No, Mi Hashkif or Kotshe is Parshas Nitzovim, maybe around there.
Okay, near Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, that makes you happy. Okay.
I need some validation, you know.
Okay, you got it. Mises and Hashkofa Oleinu, Mimokam Govoya, Lanomoch Kruya Hashkofa. Kach beis hamikdash gavoa mikol ha'arotzes. So the beis hamikdash is gavoa mikol ha'arotzes. I guess it's looking down. I don't know. Kimei shochar hoylech umeir meat meat. Kach hoyu Yisrael bebayis sheni. Oh, says they go and they give light little by little. That so too was klal Yisrael in a bayis sheni. Atchilos rubovel. Pachas Yehuda Veloy Melech. Originally, was Yehuda was like the leader. He says the governor of Yehuda. The governor, Zerubbabel was the governor of Yehuda. But he wasn't a Melech. Voyim Shubodim Leforis Uliyovon. Leforis Uliyovon, and they were Meshubed to Persia and Greece. Acharkach Nitzchum Beis Chashmonoi. Then the Hashmonoim beat the Greeks and they got them out. The Nasu Malochim, they anointed themselves as kings. They became kings. So I guess this is the Kimoy Shochar. It says the Bayis Sheni was up high because is Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol HaRotzos and the Beis Hamikdash is Gavoa, the highest of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what it is today. What's sunken in there, or what they filled in other around it, but this is the way it always was. And the Mela, the light that emanated from the Beis HaMikdash, which means the guidance to the world, took place like the light of the sun, which grows little by little. Zerubbabel, when he first came back to Eretz Yisrael to build a Bayis Sheni, he was only the governor there, he wasn't the Melech. And then they were under the control of Persia and Modai and Persia and Yovan and Greece, and then the Hashmonoim won the battle. They kicked out the Greeks, and they became Melochim. And then there was a greater light that was emanating for the Beis Hamikdash because there was completely pure and malchus and so forth, you know. Before the Hashmonoim came in, they defiled the Beis Hamikdash. The light was certainly limited, and when they came in, then it was restored to its not to its former glory, but it was restored to shed great light. Ayuma kanid golois, okay. Borach kachami doesn't say anything. Ayuma kanid golois, awesome, feared as the angels. Ayuma ki
big
gibureho. Kanid Golois Shel Melochim, feared with her in her mighty people, like the legions of kings. Kol Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekaleis Es Knesses Yisrael. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kilus, to Knesset Yisrael, how he's praising Knesset Yisrael. Yofa atra yosi kisirtzo. You are beautiful, my beloved kisirtzo. Like we said, b'chol inyan adka. All of this is praises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. So, that's interesting. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over the praises, because it says here, Ruov Anos Es Yisroel Bigdolos V'yashruho Mahi, and they acclaimed her. What is their praise? So this is the praise that the Umay Sa'olam said. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over the praise. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising Klal Yisroel not only with his own personal acclaim, what he thinks of Klal Yisroel, but he's even saying over to them the praises that others say of them. And this is all part of it. So what we learned, when you are Ritsuyoli, here Rashi's things, Ritsuya, Rashi said, Kishat Ritsuyoli, and what are you Ritsuya? When you feel Anila Doidi, Doidi Li. When Klal Yisroel, in the Golus, has this sense of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what that does is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then responds by praising Klal Yisrael, and not only says what he thinks of them personally, but also he says over what the Umas Ha'olam also think of them. In other words, enhancing the praise, I guess.
That's the Umas Ha'olam talking about the Jews?
Yeah. The Umas Ha'olam talking about Jews, but Rashi says here that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it. So that means that even the praises that the Umas Ha'olam said about the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over to Klal Yisrael. So that's really a very interesting thing, because I think, I don't know, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, I doubt. Well, I guess in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the idea is like this. We feel very special if HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises us. But it's another thing to know that everybody's praising us. There's an additional enhancement to that, that everybody's praising us.
They hate us.
What?
What? Don't they hate us?
Well, you know something? Maybe that's why they hate us.
My understanding was they're jealous of the Torah.
Oh, the Gemara says, why is it called Sinai? Mishom Yotzo Sino Lo'ilom. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at our Sinai. He gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, not to the Umas Ha'olam. That's the greatest cause of hatred and jealousy.
Maybe it's from Amalek.
But what you see over here is, despite the hatred and jealousy that the Umas Ha'olam have, they begrudgingly have to admit, look at the light that Klal Yisrael shed up. Look at the mishpat that comes out. Look at the mishpat when they want to create a civilization, they base it on what they call the Judeo-Christian ethic, right? That's the modern laws of morality. Judeo-Christian. Why don't they get rid of the Judeo? Why don't they put the Christian Judeo ethic? Because they can't deny the fact that it stems from here. Avraham Avinu was the one who introduced the concept of one God into the world, which these religions still subscribe to in their perverted takeoffs.
Are they perverted, the takeoffs, or just misguided?
Halacha is,
no, I mean, it's not like...
It's perverted, but it's also misguided. For Klal Yisrael, it's perverted. For them, it's just misguided.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean? Halachically speaking, a goy is allowed to believe in Shituf. This three trinity that they believe in, for a goy is not a way to Zora. Because it says...
Yisroel, really?
That's what the Pesachim say. Only it's Sivoy on Klal Yisroel. The Goyim are that, but they have to believe in God. They can't do Avodah Zorah. But they believe it's one, but the one.
It's very complex what that means anyway, the Trinity. It's very full of God.
Back to the Shir Shira, that's the highest praise, like Kishata Ritzuli. I mean, saying that's like
no, that's
not
it.
That's not such a high praise for Klal Yisrael. Oh, Kishata, that's there's no, bigger praises in Shir Shirim.
This the praise that we.
It's
referred
not like
to,
the biggest
that
Shabbat,
he referred
huh?
to over
I'm
here was a very beautiful praise. That was when you feel this sense of Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, despite you feel that when you maintain that relationship, despite the difficulties that life has presented to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I desire. That means Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires a person who can feel the closeness, the relationship with Hashem, despite the fact that the the road is so rocky and the difficulties are so overwhelming.
It's not the biggest shevach. Like Rashi there says, Kishata Ritzuili over there. So that's not
tremendous shevach.
Why is that the big? Isn't there a bigger shevach to say like no, inherently like? I don't know. There's probably bigger shevach of Klal Yisrael.
I know it's a good question. The Shashim has bigger ones and small ones, but we're
no, I'm saying this is like a certain like it's like kind of like don't. It's almost like it would be a shevach to tell two Klal Yisrael like. The Kishata Ritzuili considers it. Not to tell about them. Oh yeah, those guys they think they're drag. No, really they're beautiful.
He's saying
it's not something you say something about somebody. No, he's not weird. Like you don't say about someone. That guy thinks he's like he's never. He's really amazing.
He's saying it to them. He's saying it to them.
I thought you saying it to the guy about the
No, just the opposite. He's saying this to them. Then he's also telling Klal Yisrael what the goyim say about them. So I guess that is.
It's the same thing. He's saying it's still
a very. In other words,
how does that make? Why would you say that? Does that make sense to you? Like you're gonna say, you don't talk about the gnai. It is a gnai. On some level, it's a gnai. Kishata Ritzuili that has a gnai aspect.
We're finished with that. Kishata Ritzuili. That's just he said that when Klal Yisrael feels this anida doidi v'doidi li, and despite all the suffering that they're going through in the Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem Ritzuili. That's to me, I that creates in me kabiyochel, a desire for you. That you can maintain a relationship despite all of the difficulties that and the truth of the matter is who do you think made the difficulties? Look at the nature of the relationship. Let's be in love and I'm gonna make your life difficult. But why do you still love me? Because you know that all the difficulties that I make are only for your benefit. So, but it's still a nesoyah.
No, it's because it's all that they have.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's because
it's still a nesoyah, even though you're doing it for my benefit. But it's hard to love the guy that spits in your face. But I'm spitting for your benefit. I'm cleaning your face. But that's the godless of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael feels that's atritzuyali, and now there's a new dimension here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only says what he feels about Klal Yisrael, but he reminds us, he praises us with the fact that the Umas Olam also recognize. Despite the fact that they hate us, despite the fact that they abuse us, despite the fact that they're out to destroy us, but lemaisa, they recognize, you can't deny the fact that light, the light of the world, the moral directives of civilization, all of that emanates from Klal Yisrael. That emanates from Klal Yisrael, and that they do. They don't deny that. When they print the New Testament, they print an Old Testament in front of it. They call it the Judeo-Christian ethic. That everything is based on the Torah values. They copy it. They recycle it. They even have to piggyback on Maimon Har Sinai. Very interesting. Why doesn't Islam and Christianity deny the fact that there was a revelation? Because once there was a revelation, and especially in a Torah that says a revelation can never be undone, even if a prophet comes and does miracles, and he's declared a Novi Emes, if he says, let's get out of this religion, let's go someplace else, he's put to death. And the Torah says, Nasa Hashem Elikeichem Esther. It's just a test from Hashem. He lets him do miracles just to test you. So they have to take this whole thing. They should get rid of it. If I were them, I would never print the Old Testament. Once in Vienna, it's the only place in the world I ever saw a New Testament print. It was in German, but I saw they didn't print the Old Testament.
So why do they print it? What are you saying?
Because this is the only basis for anything. This is the basis for all morality. This is the basis for a God. This is the basis for belief that a God reveals himself to a human being. Otherwise, their stories, all the bubble mices would be even bubble mices. Double, triple bubble mices. Double bubble, triple bubble mices. You know, I mean, nonsense. Not that God reveals himself to a human being. Paul was walking along the road to Damascus and Yoshka pierced him 30 years after he died and says, hey, you know, Peretz or whatever his name was, let's go, let's make a new religion. I don't know what his name was, I forgot. Anyway, so the Teretz is this, is, so they need this, and despite the fact they have no answer to the question, God says he won't change his mind and it can't be, they say, no, he changed his mind because this is the basis. So everybody misses the basis. It's somewhat encouraging to Klal Yisrael after everything is said and done to realize that our relationship and in the context of our relationship, the Torah that I gave you is still appreciated and recognized by the whole world despite the fact that they oppose it. And maybe that's good for the reason that they oppose it because they recognize it. All right, it's late. I just want to end with one thing because it all started with Anila Doide Doide Li. So I recently noticed, I spoke about it a little bit, but I didn't have the whole thing. I found Rashi in Shabbos. What's that all about? Just want to put it on here because Doidi also comes from Shirashu. L'chod Doidi means, come, my beloved. So who's saying that? I am. To whom am I saying it? To you?
To Hashem. To the Shabbos.
Hashem, that's right. I don't even see you on all the Shabbos. Although it's an interest, you're welcome to join us. You hear? So, L'chod Doidi, come, my beloved. Likras Kalo. Who's the Kalo?
Shabbos.
Shabbos is the Kalo. So what? There's two Kalo married to two men? What's going on over here? Come, my Doidi, we're going to greet our Kalo. Well, whose Kala is she? Well, she's my Kala? She's your Kala?
Well, the Gris Kala, to greet my Kala.
Oh, okay, so...
I'm giving Tiri to Mary.
I found a Rashi. Oh, it could be. I found a Rashi that says the Loshen Kala is not referring to Kala. It's referring to the Shabbos because of its Chavivusa, he calls her Kala. It's the Loshen of Chavivusa. So it's a Kala is Chaviv, precious, beloved. It says, L'chod Doidi, let's go greet the beloved Shabbos. B'nei Shabbos Nekabla. So that's the Taichin, but it's according to Rashi. Rashi says on the Gemara where this Lavatoidi comes from, Rashi says he refers to the Shabbos, Mipnei Chashiv Chavivusa, he calls her Kala. So, Lachodari come, I asked the Rebbeinu to join me, we're going to go out and greet the Shabbos.
But Shabbos is a Zivug of Klal Yisrael, no?
What?
Shabbos is
that's a right, so good. So I'm asking him to join me to greet the Zivug.
Sounds strange.
Maybe, I don't know. Look, I'm just saying, but a pshat. What's the pshat like this? Shabbos really is the ultimate expression of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, "Beini ubei bnei Yisrael ois hila oilam parshas kisiso." Says it's a ois gedula. It's a sign of greatness. Shemacharti lechem that I chose. Ba'adchidu lechem yom menuchas in menucha. When I gave you as a nachlo the day of my completion of creation. I gave it to you to live in a state of completeness, to live in a state of menucha. Sipurna says, "Ushleim was tiyem menucha." So what's the pshat? The pshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael, the world, the Briyas Olam is really the domain of the whole world. Everybody was created. It's Yes Mitzrayim. That's Posh. It's only to Klal Yisrael. Maimon Har Sinai. That's Posh. It's only to Klal Yisrael. Shavuos. But Briyas Olam was to everybody, right? So no, it says we say it in Davening Shabbos. They have to say Bishomu. V'loy nesatu the goyah rotzis. V'loy chaltu me walkin loy tefsin. V'loy shovas is chayev misa. Because Shabbos is a special sign. Ois gedula shebacharti bochem. It's a sign of your greatness that I chose you, that I gave you. I invited only Klal Yisrael to celebrate the anniversary of my creation with me. The rest of the world, if a ben noach steps in and celebrates the Shabbos, it's chayev misa. Chayev misa. Because this is a private affair. He's a bouncer. Anyone who comes in uninvited is thrown out. If he carries a handkerchief or something in his pocket, then he'll be okay. Assuming he doesn't hold from the apron.
Yeah.
But anyway, but other than that, that's a ben noach. It's a private affair. So Shabbos represents the ultimate expression of the relationship.
Why are the guys excluded? Yeah, finished. Sorry.
Well, no, it's because Hashem showed. I chose you. This is the sign of this is the sign that you are my special people. That I only invited you to celebrate my anniversary. Who do I invite to my anniversary party? I have a weekly anniversary party. Okay, I really rejoice in my creation. I have a weekly anniversary party. I only invite my beloved people. I don't invite the Ursoil. They too are created. They really should have been invited, right? They can't know. And not only that, they dare not. I want to express how unique this Ummah is to me, this Klal Yisrael, that if you step in and you do that, Chayiv Misa. You can't. It's out of the domain for you. So it's like, that's the Pshat. L'chod Doidi. We say, Hashem, come, my beloved. Likas Kala. We'll go greet the Shabbos, Rashi says. It's called Kala because of its Chavivus. B'nei Shabbos Nekabla. We're going to be Mekabla the Shabbos. Because we are Mekabel the Shabbos together, because that Shabbos is the sign of the greatest sign of our relationship, where the anniversary of creation, which is really Shaykh to the whole world, you took and Bedafka only gave it to us.
So you're saying it's totally sign. Expressionally that it's a point, the Chavivus? Right? It's not supposed to be like, it's totally like expressionally, like it's not supposed to be like, it's not like, I'm saying, like you're saying when it says Kala, I'm just trying to get
Kala, that's Rashi says Kala is equal to Shabbos. Kala,
it's like a mashal
Machmas Chavivusa. That's right. Machmas Chavivusa. It says, come, doidi, it means Hashem, let's go together to greet the beloved Shabbos. Because the beloved Shabbos is the ultimate expression of our relationship. Because Hashem, veloy nesat legoye horotzis.
The exclusivity is what makes it the ultimate.
Rashi, there's a medrash that says, yeah, there's a medrash that says, we gotta go. There's a medrash that says that a goy sheshovas is moshel to a melech umatranisa. I don't know why a melech umatranisa, yeah, a king and some very, I don't know, what you call it, madame. They're standing and talking, and this person walks in between the conversation. Just walks in between. That's what a goy sheshovas is. You're breaching our relationship.
How is he breaching the relationship?
Yes, it's just the slightest breach. It's called a breach.
But wait, no, but why is that a breach? Why does this goy keeping Shabbos affect me?
Because and more than that, the goy is in Kansas City. We're sitting here in B'nai B'rach. You know?
Is it B'nai B'rach?
I'm sorry.
You wish.
Okay, yeah. So we're sitting here in Yerushalayim, and the goy is in Kansas City, and he's keeping Shabbos. That's a breach because this is exclusive. This is exclusive. Even the slightest intrusion into that exclusivity is mamish a breach.
Wow.
He has to be, he's breached the most exclusive relationship in the world. There's no, there's, on this one it says no goyim allowed. No dogs, no goyim. Nobody allowed. No one's allowed in that relationship. That's the greatest sign. Therefore we say, l'chot doidi. Let's go greet the Shabbos because that represents the ultimate expression of our relationship. It's the declaration to the world of our relationship. This is private, Shoshu, and that's what probably why you read Shoshu on Shabbos. But this is a private expression. Shlomo HaMelech, a couple of guys sit around on Thursday morning and they read the Psukim over here once in a while. You know what I mean? This is private expression. But the Shabbos, the whole world, you know, Sabbath observer. When they stop you for money on Mount Avenue, you're walking, oh, sorry, on the Sabbath, we don't carry money. You know what I mean? The whole world, this is the Sabbath. Oh, it's my Sabbath. Oh, it's your Sabbath. Okay. And you know the difference between our Sabbath and their Sabbath?
We don't mow our lawns on the Sabbath.
What?
We don't mow our lawns on the Sabbath.
We
do.
What?
We don't mow our lawns on the Sabbath.
We
don't mow our lawns.
We don't mow our lawns. I'll tell you a different difference. I once had a guy working for us, and he didn't finish the job Friday afternoon. It was time to go, so he said, I'll come back tomorrow morning. So we said, you can't, it's the Sabbath, we can't allow you to do it tomorrow. So we said, but you can come back Sunday morning. He says, no, that's my Sabbath. Yeah? So I said, I'll give you $25 extra. He says, okay, I'll be there 9 o'clock. Uh-huh. That's the difference. We only
did
make
that
jokes.
Really happen? You didn't feel bad doing that?
What?
You didn't feel bad doing that?
Bad for what?
Why would you feel bad?
Maybe like you're making the guy
because,
like
it's that's like, within it's still causing the, him
no,
to go get
what?
His values.
No, that's
I
within
feel
the
a little
rules
guilty.
Of his Sabbath.
Yeah, but you
know,
have
like, the rules
of his Sabbath. Well, we do have something too. We have, you know, we have certain rebbes. You know the rebbe. You know this guy. The guy's arguing whose rebbe is greater. He says my rebbe is greater. He says there was a whole big river of water and we had to get through. And the rebbe said Vasarahin, Vasaraher, water this way, water that way, and we went through. He says nah. Was even greater than yours. It was a big fire. He said, fire ahim, fire ahim. He says, no, my great Rebbe is the greatest. There was $100 bill lying on the floor, and he said, Shabbos ahim, Shabbos ahim, and he picked up the bill. You know what I mean? All right, that's the story, shall we?
That's okay. Very funny.
All right.